So we're here at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in Florida, and we're visited by a doctor, a medical doctor, homeopath, all the way from India to talk to us about the alternatives to what has become known as traditional vaccination as we move into something called homeoprophylaxis, prevention via homeopathic medicine, the use of nozodes. And in particular, we're going to talk about something known as Japanese encephalitis and how in India they've had success in utilizing homeopathy in its prevention in place of vaccination. This is extraordinary. And we're here with Dr. Srinivasulu Gadugu.
Yes.
Such an honor to have you traveling all the way around the world to be with us. And as an MD and homeopath, people should know in India that is more of an accepted type of medicine.
Yes.
Did they utilize traditional medical schools for training?
Yes.
Okay. And when you work in the government with nozodes, as we talk about in homeopathy, the homeoprophylaxis, is this with the blessing of the government, or is this having to don't tell anybody, we're going to sneak the homeopathy in? How have you been able to interact?
It is the necessity of the government and demand from the people which have forced the government to take the help of homeopathy.
So the government now is accepting the use because of the demand of the people or the doctors?
There was a situation where several thousands of children were affected with the Japanese encephalitis, and homeopathic drugs were quite effective. Then people started demanding for more homeopathic clinics to be started by the government. So all the people's representatives, they met the chief minister of that particular state. And they said that we want more homeopathic doctors to be made available in our state. That's how there was a epidemic, and people realized the potentiality of homeopathy. Then the government came down and they said, yes, this is the time. We are here for the people's requirements. Then they immediately opened 180 dispensaries of homeopathy in 24 hours. That was the demand from the people, and that was the commitment of the government.
So the people experienced a great benefit from the use of homeoprophylaxis with Japanese encephalitis. They approached the government and said, we want more of this. And the government responded because it worked.
That's right. That was an emergency-like situation when there was no vaccine, there was no other alternative for the people, and homeopaths have gone to the grassroots of the villages and they started distributing homeopathic medicines. In India, as you all know, that it's almost 100 years old system of medicine, and the people, especially the children, they started liking these small pills, and within few hours the fever, the symptoms of Japanese encephalitis started coming down. They were wondering how so effective this particular medicine, why can't we distribute it to a large number of the people? And more so, it was way back in 1979, and the part of Rayalaseema where this epidemic started surfacing, and several children were dying. So the homeopathic doctors there, they started giving belladonna, the most effective drug used in homeopathy, and they started getting response. That epidemic started coming down. Subsequently, every year it started reappearing. In 1999, there was a very big epidemic, and the efforts of the homeopaths were required in large number. Then the government, the allopathic modern medicine department, they said that we are helpless in this particular situation. So the government gave an order that all allopathic network has to cooperate with homeopaths in distributing this medicine. Government brought an order, and the health minister of that particular state was a medical doctor. She was a gynecologist, and the chief minister said, if you want to continue as a health minister, you have to control this disease. Then she called for a meeting of all allopaths and homeopaths. Then they said, allopaths, we have to import the vaccine from China or Korea. It takes a long time. Even if we import also, we can't say whether this vaccine will be effective in controlling this particular episode of Japanese encephalitis. Then homeopaths were asked, can you do anything? That was the time I was also present in the meeting. Then already I have an experience of treating the cases. Then I have shown a particular case, how effective this particular medicine, that's an evidence-based medicine. Yes. I have treated few cases. One case I have video recorded, which I will be presenting in this conference tomorrow. And one, after having seen that particular case, the minister said, yes, we have a substantial evidence for homeopaths to contain this particular disorder. She gave a green signal. That's how almost 20 million children were covered with homeopathic medicines. That was the time my teacher, Dr. G.L. N. Shastri, who is the pioneer of this public health homeoprophylaxis, he was the one who introduced the concept of homeoprophylaxis in India way back in 1950s.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the use of belladonna, which is a remedy that in a mother form, it can be toxic, but in a homeopathic form, it is completely
That's
safe.
That's true.
And I will add here, in 2010, the FDA in the United States warned against teething tablets for children, homeopathic, because it had belladonna in it, yet no toxicity. And it happens to be that the teething tablets are used in America during the teething cycle when they're also getting a lot of vaccinations at the same time. And they were trying to claim that the homeopathic medicine was creating adverse events like seizure disorders, ignoring the fact that it was the vaccines that were being administered at the time of teething, and they also, some happened to be using homeopathic belladonna. So it's kind of interesting how the allopathic community often doesn't want to acknowledge the benefit and safety of the homeopathy here. Did you have any trouble with that, or was it because
Yes.
they couldn't get the vaccine, so they had no choice?
There was a blame game. There were, in some children, they developed the seizures. And they, some children, they developed a sort of ophthalmic problems. Always the modern medicine for everything good outcome, they say that is the success of their medicine. If something goes wrong, they find a scapegoat, and that scapegoat has become a homeopathy. But fortunately, from the official side, and the health minister said, these problems cannot be attributed to the particular drug of belladonna. You can go ahead. Mm-hmm. So there was initially there was a protest and resistance from allopathic faculty, but subsequently they also realized that we are for people. The primary health centers, which caters to millions of the people, they started stocking homeopathic medicines in allopathic network. That was the a sort of a teamwork the allopaths and homeopaths have.
They came together.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you said the number 20 million. Is that an accurate number? That is
Yes.
astonishing, because we hear of studies with 10 people, 100 people, 1,000. Now you're talking 20 million in children with the use of nozodes as well, the Japanese encephalitis nozodes, or just belladonna?
I'll tell you, that was a strategy. Belladonna, as you all know, it's a very short-acting drug. And the protocol which we have followed was, every year, August is the season for this Japanese encephalitis cases to surface. Then we have drawn a strategy that is called as a popularly called as a BCT, belladonna, calcarea carb, and tuberculinum. Here is a vegetable drug and followed by a mineral drug, followed by a nozode. The strategy behind that is very, very interesting. The action of belladonna is only 7 days. Since we are giving it as a preventive medicine, it has to stimulate the immunity. So we thought if we add calcarea carb, a natural complementary of belladonna, the action will be long lasting. And as you all know, that tuberculinum is one drug which has got a immunomodulator. And if you look at the literature, American literature, especially Dr. J.T. Kent, he writes in his book, Materia Medica, that children should be given tuberculinum once in 3 months or once in 6 months. This gives you long-term immunity. But very few people have implemented or verified at the field level. This was a great opportunity for Indian homeopaths to use or to experiment that particular statement given by Kent at the field level. We found enormous results. For this is a called as a 1 month strategy of BCT. On day 1, 2, and 3, we give 3 doses of belladonna, 200 potency. Mm-hmm. On 10th day, we gave calcarea carb 200, one single dose. Then on the 21st day, we gave tuberculinum 1 mg. And these 3 medicines, which gave immunity for almost an year. And I will be showing you the statistics. The next year, 1999, we implemented this strategy. By 2000, the cases were almost 1/4. Mm. In 2002, 3, and almost cases started coming down from 3 digits to single digit. By 2004, there was neither mortality nor morbidity out of this particular one.
Through homeopathy?
Yes.
Now, what he described is the use of 3 different remedies. Belladonna, which is often used for fever in children, and it can stimulate the action of the immune system. Calcarea carbonica, another homeopathic remedy along the way to strengthen or lengthen the activity. And then tuberculinum or tuberculinum, depending on where you are and how you pronounce it, as the nozode in this case.
Yes.
With the extraordinary results that you've seen. Now, were there also Japanese encephalitis vaccines used at that time or not?
No. During 1999-2004, there was no vaccine implementation. After it started coming down, the allopaths, they started importing some more vaccines. And as you all know that we have discussed the interest of the vaccine manufacturers, especially there is an organization called as a PATH. And they started taking up the vaccination program as. Then we told them when it is in the waning period, what is the use for...
Why the vaccine at this point? We are already succeeding, yes?
After crisis was over, they came and they said that in Andhra Pradesh, because of vaccination for JE, it has come down. In fact, the work was done by homeopaths. The credit was taken by those people.
The credit was taken by the allopaths.
Yes. Yes.
And this is historically what happens, right?
Yes.
But it's 20 million people. There were no vaccines. And utilizing this over time, you've seen a complete eradication.
I have all these statistics of those years and before. Mm-hmm. And one very interesting feature is only this Andhra Pradesh. Now, this state has been split into 2, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. That was a united one, almost 7-8 crores of population. Mm-hmm. 8 crores of population, and where almost 13 districts we have distributed this particular medication. We have a huge network of around 500 homeopathic government dispensaries, it means the clinics,
right.
All of them. Apart from that, 1500 primary health centers of allopathic network, everybody provided this particular one. That's how we could reach to 20 million of children in a short span.
Yes.
Otherwise, it would not have been possible.
This is extraordinary. It should be front page news around the world,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
Has there been a peer-reviewed publication on this observation, the overview like you're describing?
I made presentations in conferences. There were abstracts were published. We are going for a full text publication in the coming years with Dr. Isaac. Dr.
Isaac
Golden also visited our place. He interviewed me at Hyderabad. He spent 3 days and he had gone through all the records. Then he said, now it's a good time. We have to go ahead with the full text publication. We are looking for some more inputs. Here, very interesting point is only the state of Andhra Pradesh gave this BCT, whereas other states, neighboring states like Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, they were also equally affected by this Japanese encephalitis. Still, the mortality is very high in those states. Only in Andhra Pradesh it has come down.
So where the homeoprophylaxis was,
yes,
utilized, the morbidity, mortality went down.
Yes.
The manifestation of the disease almost disappeared. And in neighboring states,
still it is present.
Still happening. So it wasn't that it was wiped out everywhere. So there's very strong evidence here,
yes,
that homeoprophylaxis is an evidence-based,
yes,
medicine for prevention. So
the government of India now, it has taken up a massive project of implementing the same strategy in other states. But in other states, the governments are resisting because vaccine, JE vaccine, there is a domestic production and there is also an import. They were wondering whether this particular vaccine can match the strain of this particular epidemic. They are now using G6, that's one particular strain they are using. But the present epidemic of JE is a different strain.
That is interesting you mentioned that, because with the vaccinations, if you don't get the identical strain,
yes,
you do not get the benefit. In homeopathy, because we have the law of similars, all you need is to be in that family, and that energy facilitates the recovery. Dr. Srinivasulu, it is such an honor to have you here, and I appreciate your communication of great, great news for the people around planet Earth that there's another way to go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.